Most high school seniors spend their final weeks at school battling a severe case of senioritis. But for a select group of Petersburg students, that isn't the case. For 26 years, a small group of Petersburg High's upperclassmen have had the unique opportunity of conducting a survey on one of Southeast Alaska's most visited local landmarks, the LeConte Glacier.
LeConte Bay, as you go back, is a typical fjord, very, very deep, very, very steep-sided. As John Muir called it, it's Yosemite of Alaska.
Teacher Victor Troutman leads the survey team.
What happens is the students learn how to do the survey, then they do the mathematics, and then they plot it. I'm basically standing in the background making sure they apply all of their knowledge correctly, because it's probably in North America one of the longest studies on a single glacier that's done by high school students.
LeConte Glacier is a massive 21-mile long by 1-mile wide wall of ice at the head of LeConte Bay. In order to get to the top of the glacier, the students have to be flown in by Temsco helicopters. Stephanie Randrup is one of the students who participated in the survey.
I was on the north side, and me, Jake, and Caddy all set up a tripod on the north face, and we waited for the south side to collect their points, and then when they came over, we determined which points they had measured so we could measure the same points. And this way we could, like, it's like double-checking your work, and so we could see how far the glacier moved out.
Junior Kristen Neunecker said the experience gave her skills she would use later in life.
I learned how to survey, and that was pretty cool. I think that's a pretty useful thing to know if I never need it. And I learned about glaciers, and I got to ride in a helicopter, which was pretty cool.
Senior Jake Clemens said he enjoyed the surveying so much that he might pursue the subject in college.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about geology or glaciology in college, so this is pretty much what I'm into. I've seen them from, you know, a distance from the water, but it's the first up-close and personal trip for sure.
As far as the survey results, Troutman says the students found LeConte has advanced slightly more than it did last year.
Basically, if you look at the most active portion of the glacier, it's about 300 feet beyond last year, which was in the same place as the year before, which is about 1,000 feet ahead of where it was the year before. So to put it kind of real in a nutshell, right now LeConte Glacier is not receding. It's either holding its own or actually coming out.
Troutman stressed that this year's LeConte results do not necessarily reflect the effects of global trends like climate change.
The vast majority of glaciers are not tidewater glaciers. With a tidewater glacier, snowfall makes them advance, but what they do is break off. They don't melt. And so temperature plays a more important role in the amount of snowfall versus that it gets so warm that they start to melt away. Now, obviously temperature does have a role, but not nearly as dramatic. It does have its own little quirks. It's not really well understood on the dynamics of it. So there's a lot of science involved dealing with tidewater glaciers yet.
The LeConte Glacier is the southernmost tidewater glacier in the northern hemisphere. In 1993, LeConte receded over half a mile in a six-month period and continued to recede every year until 2000. From the years 2000 till 2006, it remained stationary. In Petersburg, I'm Alex Hotz.